Lakeisha fished a package of cigarettes out of her purse. Rhyme began, "There's no..." Tom walked through the doorway. "Smoking in here." He lifted the pack away from the girl and stuffed it back into her bag. Unfazed, the two teenagers had suddenly materialized on his watch, Tom smiled. "Soft drinks?" "You got coffee?" Lakeisha asked. "I do, yes." Tom glanced at Jennifer Robinson and Rhyme, who shook their heads. "I like it strong," the big girl announced. "Do you?" Tom asked. "So do I." "To Geneva. Anything for you?" The girl shook her head. Rhyme glanced longingly at the bottle of scotch sitting on a shelf nearby. Tom noticed and laughed. The aide disappeared. To Rhyme's distress, Patrolwoman Robinson said, "I've got to get back to the house, sir." "Ah, you do?" Rhyme asked, dismayed. "You sure you couldn't stay a little longer?" "Can't, sir, but you need anything else, just give me a call." "How about a babysitter?" Rhyme didn't believe in fate, but if he had, he would have noted a deft jab here. He'd taken on the case to avoid the test at the hospital, and now was being paid back for the deception by suffering through an immensely awkward half-hour or so in the company of two high school girls. Young people were not his forte. "So long, Captain." Robinson walked out the door. He muttered, "Yeah." Tom returned a few minutes later with a tray. He poured a cup of coffee for Lakeisha and handed Geneva a mug, which Rhyme smelled, contained hot chocolate. "I took a guess you'd like something anyway," the aide said. "You don't want it, you can leave it." "No, that's fine, thanks." Geneva stared at the hot surface, took a sip, another, lowered the cup and gazed at the floor, took several more sips.